welcome to Easter worship. Hear the good news that the angel proclaimed to the women as they came to the tomb this Easter morning. Do not be afraid. I know who you are looking for. He's not here. He is risen.
Today, walking our own styles at our own speed, but we come to join the journey. Come walk with the God of new beginnings, a God who discovers strength in weakness, who loves in the face of indifference, who brings life into the midst of death. For Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. At Easter, we celebrate the newness and wholeness God brings into the world's decay and brokenness. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus that never denies the crucifixion. We celebrate the living Christ who comes with wounds displayed to touch us with love. We celebrate the crucified Lord, who delights in our victory and invites us to be transformed by faith that sees the less than obvious.
We celebrate the Lord as people,
song, and there are motions to this song, so let's stand up. And Lainey's going to come and help me. Okay, it's kind of an echo. And you follow her and follow our motions and get in.
According to St. Luke, at the crack of dawn on Sunday, the women came to the tomb carrying the burial spices that they had prepared. They found the entrance stone rolled back from the tomb, so they walked in. But once inside, they couldn't find the body of Master Jesus. They were puzzled, wondering what to make of this. Then, out of nowhere, it seemed, two men, light cascading over them, stood there. The women were awestruck. They bowed down in worship. The men said, "Why are you looking for the living one in a cemetery? He's not here, but's been raised up. Remember how he told you when you were still back in Galilee that he had to be handed over to sinners to be killed on a cross and in 3 days rise up." Then the women remembered Jesus' words. They left the tomb. They broke the news of all of this to the other 11 and the rest. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them kept telling these things to the apostles. But the apostles didn't believe a word of it. Thought they were making it all up. But Peter, he jumped up on his feet, ran to the tomb. He stood to look in and saw a few grave clothes. That's all. He walked away puzzled, shaking his head. Gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. I invite you to be seated. So if you're wondering why I'm in my scooter, Because Gloria said it was creating too much anxiety watching me get off my stool and get into the pulpit and get down. They thought I was going to fall. So I said, okay, fine, so I'll just preach here from the scooter in the garden. So grace to you and peace from God our Creator, Jesus our Savior, the risen Lord, and the Holy Spirit our Comforer. Those women, those three women were on a mission. They had their expectations. They had their Jewish customs about how you take care of burials. They had their rituals. They had their spices carefully prepared to anoint the body of Jesus in their hands as they went to the tomb. And things didn't appear and didn't stay as expected. When they got to the tomb, the stone that was supposed to be closed on that tomb as tight as a drum was open. Their expectations were turned upside down. They looked in and they thought to themselves, what has happened? Here's the good news. God doesn't always meet our expectations, but God always meets our human need. And they were about ready to discover that. The women and the disciples all had to be reminded of this. With their faces bowed to the ground, which means they were afraid and nervous, some male voices startled them. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Was the voice. He's not here, but he has risen. Those women didn't even get to catch their breath before the messenger kept talking. Remember how Jesus told you when he was still in Galilee? That the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners. He'd be crucified on the cross and on the third day rise again. Don't you just like it when you're confused and you don't understand something and then there's some smarty pants who starts lecturing you? These women were shocked. There they were. And a couple of angels in dazzling white start talking to them as if they're supposed to know everything that's going on. But their expectations have been turned upside down. They were mistaken, confused, unnerved. I remember a mom who talked to me once. She said, my little girl came home. She was a third grader. She goes, Mommy, I want to know where I came from. I want to know how I got here. I want to know where I came from. And she said, well, wait, Daddy will be home and we'll tell you. No, I want you to tell me now. I want you to tell me now. And so she said, I did the best I could to explain to a 9-year-old the human procreation process. And then when I was all done, I said to her rather feebly, does that explain it? Well, yeah, it's okay, but Sally said she was from Cleveland. I just wanted to know where I came from. Expectations that we have sometimes are different than God's expectations for us. Expectations, they set us up. A strong belief that something will be the case in the future. Expectations indulge us with assumptions, a belief that someone will or should achieve something. These women who came to the tomb, they had expectations. Jesus had died on the cross. He was a corpse. He'd been wrapped in linen cloth. He'd been put into the tomb that Joseph of Arimathea had provided. The stone had been rolled shut. They were there with their expectation of burial customs. They were going to anoint his body. And it all got blown up when they arrived. They were perplexed. They were confused. And you and I, we're not so different, you and I, human beings. We have cemeteries, don't we? And there's headstones on the grass in the cemetery. And we know that under that headstone, about 5 or 6 feet down, is a coffin. And inside of that coffin is a corpse, a body. And we know that surrounding that coffin is a vault, steel, with bolts and special screws that only Bill Kress has. We can't open it. And if you and I were to walk to a cemetery on Memorial Day, to go to the grave of a loved one with not spices in our hands, but flowers, we'd have expectations too. We'd expect to find it as we expect to see it. And if we arrived and we found piles of dirt, and the vault lid off, and the coffin open, and an empty space with no body in it, well, we might just bow down and cry and be perplexed too. Baffled, confused, upset that our expectations are turned upside down, that it isn't the way it is. And yet that's what Easter does. It blows open our expectations about death. It isn't the end. It isn't the final. We won't remain. We are resurrected just as Jesus is. We'll be made new somehow, some way beyond our comprehension. And there's messengers and angels that are here to tell us that very news now on this day of Easter. Sometimes the very thing we need most is what we least want. And upon hearing the proclamation from those two angels, those dazzling men in white clothes, the Holy Spirit went to work in the hearts of those women. They began to remember Jesus' words, just as he had told them. The Holy Spirit, people, is a little bit like getting shocked by electricity. It bolts you, and it alerts you, and you begin to hear and see and recall Jesus' words in a new way. That's what happened to the women. They remembered his words, the Bible says. The women remembered Jesus' words, his own proclamation of his resurrection. He was telling them that yes, he would die, but death is not final. I will live again, and so too shall you. They remembered the day he told them that. They remembered how they didn't expect this, that he would be handed over to sinners. They remembered that he would surprise them. They remembered that he said, I am God's Son, sent from heaven, that I have come so that all who believe in me, though you die, yet you shall live. I have come not to condemn the world, but to save the world. They began to remember. And parents, this is really important. Your sons and your daughters who come to you with Sunday school as little children, come through confirmation, come with you when you're in high school some of the time, and then they go off into the world. The Holy Spirit has the power to jolt them, to shock them, just like it shocked those women, so that they'll hear and remember those words of Christ. And in their own way and in their own time and in God's own way and God's own time, God will lead them and guide them. They remembered Jesus' words. They returned from the tomb, and these three women were the very first preachers, messengers. They told the other 11 and all who were with them that the tomb was empty, that the angel said Jesus had risen, that he was not dead. Without a doubt, it baffled those people. Without a doubt, it blew up their expectation. The other disciples listened to those women and thought, are you crazy? The dead aren't born again. They don't rise from the tomb. It's the way it is. They had expectations just as we have expectations about death and its power in our lives. But something happened. Peter listened. And I think that Holy Spirit gave him a little jolt of electricity, because he thought and he remembered Jesus' words. And he left, and he ran to the tomb, and he looked in there, and sure enough, the body wasn't there, but the linen cloth they wrapped him in is. And he came back, and he told the disciples what he had saw. You know what amazed means? It says they were amazed. Amazed is an adjective. It means its purpose is to amplify what you're feeling or doing or believing. It's like an adrenaline shot to you. To be amazed is to be greatly surprised, astonished, and changed. It's like when you're running for home and Gracie Ott's the catcher, and they fire that ball and she catches it and nails you right in front of the plate. And you're amazed. You thought, I had so much room. How did she do that? How does God do that? Well, the good news of Easter is that God does it. Jesus is the first, the pioneer, the perfecter of our faith. And I invite you to remember some of the words Jesus said. He said, I am the beginning and I am the end. I am the bread of life. I am the living water. Drink from me and you'll never be thirsty. I am the resurrection and the life everlasting. I am the Lamb of God who will take away the sin of the world. If you have seen me, you have seen the face of my Father who sent me. I am the way and the truth and the life. And all who believe in me, though you died, you will live. Now let those words perplex your expectations. And don't be surprised if sometime in your life you experience that jolt of the Holy Spirit that bolts you open, that you hear and see this all in a new way, and that you follow the risen Lord for the rest of your lives. Amen. We'll sing together the hymn of the day. Please stand.
On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Jesus' first words to the disciples after the resurrection were, peace be with you. Even as he showed them his wounds, the evidence of his pain, his words were, peace be with you. In the face of their fears, Jesus' words were, peace be with you. It is with the spirit of the resurrected Christ that we greet one another, even with our pain, our fear, with our celebration as we share the peace. Today I invite you to stand and greet those around you by sharing your name and the words, peace be with you.
Friends, rejoice and sing. Now is the trial of our
expectations, that you give us what we need, that you exceed our expectations. We thank you that life follows death, that death is not the last word. Whether we're anxious or depressed or suffering or ill, there is always hope. Hear us, O Lord. Might be forgiven, so that all people in this world might know that they are indeed loved and cherished. Help us, Lord, to see one another as you see each and every one of us as special. Hear us, O God. Pray today, Lord, for Jack and for Denny Swenson Jr., for Dave Shanklin. And Lord, we pray for Scott and Amanda, who lost their barn Friday night. Pour your spirit upon them, Lord, and all for whom we pray. Hear us, O Lord. Come near us with your saving help, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. After he'd given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. And after he'd given thanks, he gave it to all the drinks, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Join me in the prayer our Lord taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Today, communion will be by intention. You'll come forward, you'll receive a piece of bread, dip it into the wine, eat and drink the bread and wine of Holy Communion, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Know that indeed all people are welcome. And here at Christ Lutheran, if the children want to take communion, they are welcome. Communion assistance? Please stand. May the body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior strengthen you and keep you in his grace till life everlasting. Amen. Now the benediction. May the life-giving power of God free you to dare to live differently, to play and work as people who've been transformed. We go as people of God, taking the risk of following our risen Lord.
Accepting the challenge
to love and be loved. Hallelujah. Go in peace. The journey continues. We will walk on. Thanks be to God.